Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf Shiras Panso Lurinish Maasar Be'akav Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding now with the Zohar Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara in Mudbeis brings the case of a Akum, a Goy, who is Minasech, the wine of Yisrael Bechavono. Purposely he goes and he ruins the wine of Yisrael. Toises, the Daf Nun Chesam Mudbeis. And Chasam Sefer, he points out, this Toises Daf Nun Chesam Mudbeis belongs here in Daf Nun Tesam Mudbeis. Quotes the Orzeruah from Simon Reish Chof Gimel, that when a goy does lehachis, to ruin the wine of Yisrael, the wine doesn't become asur. And he says, efshir, that even if he touched it, and he adds, the kor beinei, I think that if he touched it in order to be machis, only to upset the Jew. So not only is mutar b'hanah, not only can he enjoy it by selling it, but it's even mutar b'shtiyo, he can even drink it. And the Orzeruah quotes a tshuva. It's brought down a footnote is the tshuva of one of the goyim. That once a goy came and touched a bor of wine of Israel, and Hayasham Zokin Echod Yerushimayim. There was an old man, a Yerushimayim, that was there. And as the Orzeruah, Tosis quotes that as well. Shesoifoi Shenerek al Kiddush Hashem. And then this Zokin was killed the Kiddush Hashem. And not only was Matir, the wine, but he himself took a sip from the wine to show that it's mutter. Now the question is, why does the Orzeruah have to add that this Zokin died al Kiddush Hashem? Why is that part of the discussion? She wouldn't say there was a Zokin Yirei Shemayim, there was Matir, the wine. So the Chasam Sofer says, Dover Nifla Moit. He says, and when he wants to bring a raya, that this Zokin said something which is right. He wasn't a psak halacha, which was wrong. How do I prove you that it was right? Because he eventually died a kiddush Hashem. And if he did something wrong that he allowed yai nesech, he would not be zoiche to die a kiddush Hashem. The Chasam Sofer is referring to the Gemara in Psochim Dafnun. So the Gemara there says that Rugi Malchus, the people that die a kiddush Hashem, in Odom Yochola Amoid B'mechitzosom, nobody can get close to them. And the Gemara asks, who are we talking about? Are we talking about Rabbi Kiva of Chaveirov? Says the Gemara, no. Kiva of Chaveirov, anyway, nobody can get close to them. We're talking about Harugei Lud, the people that died at Kiddush Hashem. Nobody can get close to their mechitza. And the Rambam, in his Igeris, in his letter, which is called Igeris Kiddush Hashem, or some call it Igeris Hashmad, a letter that was written when Am Yisrael went through the challenges of conversion and the challenges of dying at Kiddush Hashem, the Rama writes over there, the Odom Shizakeyu Akela Lois Bemale Yoino Kazois, Kloimer Shinera Gelduchas Hashem, someone who Zoichet Tan Mailo, Afilu Ayavo Noisov Kemo Yerovim Benavat, even if he has as many Averis as Yerovim had. Harei Zeben Oilom Abo, Afilu Lo Hayata Mechachom. So he's Zoichel Oilom Abo. And this is what Chasam Sofer means. The Zoruah is telling us that to be dying on Kiddush Hashem is such a big milah, such a big schus. It must be that if this Zokin died on Kiddush Hashem, that his psak halacha was the correct psak. So that's why we're mentioning this is the Zokin that allowed the yain, the wine that a goy touched lahakis, he died on Kiddush Hashem, so immediately we know that because whatever he allowed, that's halacha l'maisa. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shove, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.